My name is Frank. I'm an addict. And I want to thank God for being in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and to be anywhere in recovery. For I thank him for this moment in time. Without his grace, his unmerited favor, a guy like me will be standing here trying to share my experience, strength, and hope. I want to first thank the committee for asking me to come. I want to thank God that he blessed me and my wife to get here safe. And I hope that I can share what I need to share. Because I'm listening, and I'm going to go a whole different way. You know, I'm going to talk about the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. You know, but she's talked about it so good, I don't understand why they get two people the same topic. You know, I mean, because we are never in competition. You know, so I hope God bless me to go the way I want to go. You know, and where I'm going to go, because we're talking about a physical, mental, and spiritual disease. Now, when I came here over 18 years ago, I could clock into that. I could get into that right away. I understand I was messed up. I was suffering. I didn't know I was suffering. I was thinking I just had bad breaks. I didn't know I was suffering. You know, I didn't know that eating was no longer a priority prior to getting here. I didn't know that taking showers and taking baths and looking presentable anymore was all right. Now, mind you, I came from a place where we got our clothes made. Playboys, Dots, Saratogas, Gators, you know, looking real fly. Dope fiends was fly. You had to be a fucked up dope fiend to be fly. Real simple. That's just where it was at. You know, I mean, dope fiends was cool. We wore the number one sneaker Converse that cost $8.99. You know, we jumped into nice cars. But see, that was that suffering part that I didn't know about. I didn't know that lifestyle would lead me to the drug and what the drug would make me become. The drugs took me to a place where it made me stop taking baths, wearing shitty drawers, not getting haircuts. I'm talking about when your fairy wall's off and you seen the ugly side of addiction. So I understand that part there. And I've been here a little while, you know, not to play past the first step. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not caught up in the pain and the misery and the suffering no more. God done showed me I ain't got to do that no more because he gave me your people. I just got to be open for the information that you'll give me to receive it. And once I receive it, my life's going to automatically get better. It ain't going to get less. It's going to get better. Yeah. Now, the physical part, after I got here, now here's where I'm coming. After I got here, the physical part, I was here about a year. Found out when I went and got diagnosed, I had AIDS. I didn't have HIV. I had AIDS. That means my T cell was under 200. That means you got AIDS, according to them. Now, God knocked me. Now, God, in that process, me having that, you know, like the virus, I went down to 50 pounds. Now, everybody in 94, including the doctor, said, he's through. They gave up on me. Called a family together. But they didn't know what God knew. We talking about the physical part. Now, he allowed me to go down to 50 pounds. But then at the same time, in 7 months, he began to elevate me back up. See, she said, my story is not for me. My story was somebody else that might have the same situation that ain't talking about it. My story ain't for me. I know I look good now by the grace of God, though. Didn't no Vaseline get me like this? Now, we're going to talk about the hope of the program. We're not going to give disease too much credit no more. Because these principles, when you do step work, it moves you towards God. It don't move you away from him. It moves you towards God. And God will do what? He builds up character in you. He lets you know that you need anything, nothing outside of you, Farrakhan, to validate you. I made you complete. I made you whole. You ain't got no other half running around nowhere. You're totally a human being. You ain't got no half. You are mother half. No, he made me complete. Now, he made me with characteristics that I fall short but I fall short based on the fact of the things that I do. But guess what? It's okay, because guess what? I got to go back to him anyway. Got to go back to him. So the physical part, drugs mess me up, you know, abscesses, all that. Now I come inside here, and my mental has to change now. I got to understand now what I thought I knew about life almost killed me. I got to understand my master plan don't work. So my sponsor used to tell me, when you get a good idea, call me up. You know what I'm saying? He says, when you get a master idea, run to my house. Let's run there. So that means my thinking is messed up. But I have a disease that tells me what sounds good to me is good. I need my disease thinking to be put in check, so I got to call somebody. I got to call another recovering person that can tell me what I need to hear. Now, God don't talk to me. He don't say Farrakhan. But what he does, he gives people inside my life to give me a message. If I listen to it, it's going to benefit me. He gives me sponsees. He gives me women in my life. He gives me a fellowship. And guess what? Check this out. The literature, not me. It says that you, Farrakhan, you are put among a group of special people. You are special people. You're not ordinary people. You're extraordinary people. You got to know what God can do, not what your disease can do. If the program is spiritual in nature, they say my disease is spiritual in nature, right? So it says that my cure must be what? Spiritual in nature. Now guess what? The second step talks about a higher power. That's y'all. No doubt about it in my mind at first. But the third step tells me I better get a God now. Because I'm going to put you in some situation that only I can bring you out of to show you that it's me. It ain't you. So stop thinking about the time they came to listen to do you and you got away and you thought you was game tight. Stop talking about the time you got shot in the back of your head and you thought you were supposed to be dead, but you got through it. I was bringing you through it. Literature again. The same God that brought me to that says, listen, he's with me now. He's with me back then. But a lot of times I blow past that. And because of my spiritual condition at times, I think sometimes that where is God? How come he's not responding to me as fast as he should? But guess what? Neglecting the fact that every time he comes on time. You ever got a late check and send it back? Check is always on time. You ain't never got a check that says off time and send it back. So you don't send what, listen. So what he tells me, listen, don't worry, I got you. You got evidence in your life, Farrakhan, that I got you. Look where I brought you from. Could nobody bring you from that place but me? Your wife couldn't bring you from that place. The fellowship couldn't bring you from your place. The sponsor couldn't bring you from that place. I brought you from that place. So anytime you put anything before me, even with all of your defects, Farrakhan, even with all your defects, if you put anything before me, watch what happens. Watch what happens. You know how we say, well, the man came and God sent him? 90 days later, the man ain't there. Wasn't that God made a mistake? He ain't there. You know what I'm saying? He don't make no mistake. It's me. Listen, thank God that I got somebody in my life that's in recovery with me that she sees me coming and she don't even allow me to even bother her spirit. You know, I come home with big ideas sometimes. I come home because I want to give a little orders. So you're supposed to listen to me because I'm the man. She said it, that old shit, because I come out of old school too. You know, your words is your bond. Do or die, don't tell. You didn't do it, but fucking go to jail because you didn't do it because you ain't going to tell. That old bullshit. You got a lot of motherfuckers doing time in jail. They didn't do nothing, but they didn't want to tell, though. I don't want to be no sucker. Okay, you a sucker in jail doing time that you didn't have nothing to do with. So when I come home giving orders, my wife just look at me. Like, this nigga done went crazy again. The mental part is fucked up. See, I'm on the mental part. So I come give orders, and she'll look at me, and she just go on the couch and get the fucking computer or something and just start. You know? head. I'm just look at me. And then after I calm down, she'll come and tell me. So-and-so. Do you understand so-and-so? And I, listen, you know, I mean, you know, that old bullshit comes up. Because every now and then, Farrakhan don't come to play. Lawrence Grant come to play. I don't hear bullshit. Now, I know I'm dead wrong. I know most of the chaos I bring in, that comes in my house, I bring it there. Because I got bright ideas. You know, I'm going to do shit when I want to do shit. I'm a man. Don't tell me what to do. But you must do everything I tell you. It don't work like that. Because, see, sometimes, like Pat was saying, I get caught up in Fulton Lafayette in Brooklyn. The host role. You know what I'm saying? Where I used to wear them fly clothes and wear my hat on the side. You know what I'm saying? And talk that slick shit. You know? Bitch, you know? Motherfucker, you know? So I'm saying, see? And guess what? Chase, you don't know. Our literature says that we suffer from something. They didn't got a name for it. It says something. So we got a name for it. You could be, listen, Farrakhan, you could be doing some stuff that's all right, and all of a sudden something will come up. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Something will come up. You know, I mean, that's something that makes me want to just fuck up everything. And then, check the disease. You see, listen, the disease is clever with the literature also.
You know it.
The disease say, oh, guess what? I use that something on his ass.
Yeah.
And make him think that the literature says we always gripped up with something. So I use literature to validate the bullshit.
You better go in there.
You know, I won't use the old cliche, my disease got me. This is my process. I've been there 18 years. Ain't no damn disease got me like that. As a matter of fact, you think about something. When have you ever done something wrong and didn't know you were going to do it before you did it?
You better go ahead, yeah.
You always knew you were about to fuck up, Farrakhan. You know, ain't nobody came and told you, well, I think I'll... Listen, ain't no disease tapping on the shoulder and saying, Farrakhan, I think I'll fuck with you today. I'm always thinking of something. Now, I'm like her. I ain't had no job in 8 months. I'll be thinking about a whole lot of shit I could do. But I'm used to having stuff. And see, listen. My wife is there, she know me. When you ain't doing something you supposed to be doing, and she's out there working, and she come home and you home all the time, she start dropping a little shit on you. Like, damn, didn't I leave you on the couch? And my defense is, yeah, you left me on the couch, and I'll be on the couch tomorrow too. See, that's that sucker shit. See, because I can't get out. See, because I can't fight back with that. Because she got me the headlock. You know, because like, because I know women, I don't care how much y'all love me, mean us men, y'all respect the man more when he's responsible and productive. Your nature is not to be with a man that's not doing nothing. When he's doing something, he can smell the biscuits are 2 blocks away. When he ain't doing nothing, the clothes look dingy. The food like cat food. She used to come to the door looking all cloned down. I mean, you know, perfumed up and hair was nice. Now I come to the door like a football player. You know, ain't nothing happening. But when you're doing the right thing.
Oh, God.
She's there for me. And thank God, I have to say this. See, a lot of times, we come in here and we say, relationships don't work. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I met my wife, listen, me and my wife been together 11 years. I met her when she had 2 years. Going on 2 years, I had about 6-7 years. You know what I'm saying? And she helped me to become a better man. Check this out. I'm going to say it again. She helped me to become a better man. And if I was looking for the woman that I thought I should have, I'd have missed the blessing. If I'm stuck on color, If I'm stuck on color, I'd miss my blessing. You know what I'm saying? My wife has made me a man that she can admire and also she can check.
Yes, sir.
And I don't fight against that. What I'm talking about, I'm still in the middle part. My mental part has changed. Because before you couldn't tell me nothing. I slammed those to pimp holes. You weren't even going to tell me. What the fuck you going to tell me? No, for real. And there are people here know my history. I ain't talking slick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't making up nothing. Because one thing about this shit here, you better tell your story. Don't make up no story. Because somebody will come here to know your story. You know what I'm saying? Don't make up no story now. If you didn't hustle, don't say you hustle. If you ain't get no money, don't say you got money. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, just don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of my addiction, I was so messed up. Listen, I couldn't get 5 pennies together to buy a peanut chew. At the end of my addiction. I'm talking about the guy that had his clothes made, dressed fly, talked a lot of shit. At the end, I was a bum. And then God blessed me to come into a fellowship and among a special group of people that the older we get, the younger we look. Amen. Listen, how can I beat that? How can I beat that? See, I don't give the disease credit no more. I'm sorry about that. Once you do Stepway Farrakhan and you know that God is bigger than any problem that you have, no matter what the disease says you have to do, God gives you the ammunition if you tuned in. If you tuned in, that you ain't got to do it.
That's right.
See, 7 months, I rocked and rolled. When my wife made me feel like a little ant, I understood she loved me, but she was insecure. She didn't know what was going to happen next. I understand the fear. I understand that. So I didn't lash out. You know what I'm saying? I got mad sometimes. Yes, I did. Not at her, but at me. Here's a guy never worked in his life until I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Only had one job in my life. And I'm not talking that like that to sound slick. I'm saying how drugs messed up my life.
Yes.
I'm talking about when the euphoria wore off and I saw the ugly side of addiction.
Yes.
I can't go nowhere and get no check for hustling. give me a pension check for please government. What you do? I hustled all my life. I pimped all my life. I schemed all my life. Sold drugs all my life. Hell no. The spiritual part comes into play when you understand that even though, Farrakhan, your spirit sometimes, your thinking sometimes tell you to go this way, you have to play the whole tape. I got a disease that will make me walk up to anybody and say anything to and don't even care about the consequences after I say it. I got a disease that will lead me and make me, while I'm going, looking like everything is great. And then when I get there, I say, God damn it, you went for that? You let me do that to you again?
Wow.
See, that's something.
Yes,
that's something, another thing about that something. You can lay down at night, Farrakhan, with nothing going wrong in your life, lay down happy, and wake up angry.
You better go ahead and share.
Where'd that come from?
That's something.
Where'd that come from?
That's something.
You lay down at night, wife happy, you happy. You get up with an attitude about what?
Something.
About that something. No, because we suffer. Listen, we suffer. Listen, we say, not only is it something, but it cannot be diagnosed. We got a disease that cannot be detected. And guess what? It changes up on you.
Right.
You change clothes, Farrakhan, it changes clothes too. If you share too long, Farrakhan, it'll say, excuse me, it's my turn. That's not a bad. That's the kind of disease I got. I got a disease that will tell me, listen, you sound too fucking good. You giving out too much information. You trying to help somebody. Hell no. It don't work that way for the disease. The disease want me to look at myself and never see anything good in me. The disease want me to look at my flat head and think that nobody likes me because I'm the only one walking around with a flat head. Not realizing, Farrakhan, that the flathead ain't never hindered you since you had it. I didn't know women, women didn't care about no fucking flathead. That's the last thing they cared about. They didn't care about how black you was, how dark you was. You know what I'm saying? How skinny you was, Farrakhan. They saw something in you that they liked and that you abused. See, listen, a lot of times God gives us gifts and we abuse it. Sixth step talks about we become so self-righteous that that becomes a character defect too.
Yes, sir.
We become honest, and sometimes we become too honest. You know what I'm saying? That we affect other people's lives and don't even care about the consequences.
Yes.
You know? And then want to lay down and think that we're going to drop something. No, man, I got a disease, man, that always want to bamboozle me.
Yes, sir.
I got a disease that when she was sharing, said, listen, you ain't got nothing to say. She done said it all. But see, one thing I know and two things I know for sure, that when God puts any of us up here with the spirit of correctness in us, not of self-centeredness, not for self-aggrandizement, but to help somebody, and to let you know that if he can do it for me, he can do it for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's the main thing. See, the spiritual part of this program is that we love and we understand each other, and because I'm not where you think I should be, don't leave me. Because I'm not where you think I should be.
God Almighty, you better give me.
See, don't just say you love me. Show me you love me.
Yes.
See, don't backbite me and then smile at me when you see me.
You better stop, boy.
See, don't say you love me and then all of a sudden now you start whispering about me.
My.
Farrakhan thinks he's that. Farrakhan thinks he's that. Well, evidently, you spending more time on me, you ain't working on you. Because if you watching my blessing, you might blow yours.
Yeah.
Listen, God didn't. I'm telling you, this is just me. It's a God-given program. I'm not religious, but I know it's too much God to keep out of it.
My.
If God blessed me to come back from 50 pounds,
yes,
what make me think that it's about me?
Yeah.
If God blessed me to be the age that I am, and just look at me, I like a pastrami sandwich. Look good. I'm saying. And see, listen, that's how we all supposed to feel. You supposed to never let nobody feel to make you feel you less than what you are. You give somebody too much power. You ain't never got to tell me I look good. I tell myself that. I don't need self-validation. I done some work on me. You know what I'm saying? I done done some work on me. I don't allow low self-esteem to beat me out.
Right.
Now, sometimes it stops me, but it don't beat me out.
Because
I'm human. It's going to stop me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, listen. Some days are good, some days are bad. But I know that where God has brought me from 18 years and 7 months ago, there's no way he brought me this far to save sight. There's no way. There's no way. I know what he has done for me. And for me to give the disease too much power. For me to say that the program don't work. Because anytime you constantly complaining about you gripped up in something, you saying the program don't work. You saying God is not in your life as much as you saying you're talking about God. If God's in your life, it's going to manifest by your behavior, by your spirit. And you ain't got to even say it. People are going to see it in you. I walked through the door of this convention, and guess what? I got so much love before I got here, it was a shame. People are stopping me, hugging me. Now, if I was shooting dope, nobody going to stop and hug me. They ain't going to look at my ass. They'd probably say, oh, here comes this motherfucker now. Hey, oh, boy. No, he wants something. But see, this program allows me and allows us, because literature talks about we are more alike than unalike.
Yes, sir.
See, when I come in here, and I get involved in this program, this process of recovery. And I start looking at my character defects. And I begin to work on issues that only Farrakhan knows about. Because you don't know my issues.
That's right.
Unless I tell you my issues.
That's right.
But see, I got a God that knows my issues. So if I'm connected to him, I can run to him and ask him to help me with them.
Yes.
And guess what he'll do? He'll put people in my life to help me with my condition, with my issues. He does it for us every time.
Yes.
How come you can see the disease coming, but you can't see God coming?
My. You better go ahead.
How come if you think God is too far, who moved? And then, if he has brought us this far without our cooperation, imagine we cooperate. Now you just cooperate. So when you start talking about the disease piece, I don't get disease that kind of problem no more. I give you all too much credit for that. Because y'all helped me to become the person that I'm striving to be. God don't speak to me, but y'all speak to me.
Yes.
My sponsors speak to me. Women in my life speaks to me. My wife speaks to me, even when I'm something I don't want to hear it, but she speaks to me and she motivates me. My sponsors check on me. They motivate me. I come here. I haven't seen Pat in a couple of years, but guess what? The love is still there, because guess what? Y'all have given something to me that my own family haven't given to me. How can I say I'm in a program and I feel lonely? If you're lonely, you got to look at why you're lonely.
That's right.
Don't blame me. Don't blame us. Blame yourself.
That's right.
There's something that you're not doing. And don't think that you have done anything that, guess what, somebody else in here hasn't done. I did a whole lot of foul shit. I'm talking about shit that's stinky, stinky, stinky. And this is why when you hear me always share, I ask for God's mercy and His grace. I don't ask for justice, because if I ask for justice, I wouldn't be standing here. I need mercy from God, the things that I've done, and that nobody knows I've done them but me. Check that out. That's right, in God. That's right. So listen, as I conclude, man, I'm going to tell you something. I love coming to this convention. This convention is one of the most warmest, heartfelt conventions I ever went to. And repeatedly it's like this. Listen, if you think that you heard some good speakers tonight, wait till tomorrow night. Wait till tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe like they said before the miracle. You're going to hear something, because guess what? You're going to hear something in this convention that you're going to need to hear. And you're going to hear some shit that maybe you don't want to hear. But it might make you look at you, and it might make me look at me a little better. My name is Farrakhan. Thanks for allowing me to share.